Peace be with you, brethren. This is Brother Jackson from the Congregation of Elohim in New York. I just thought it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit today. In the scriptures, we find that Elohim created so he can become the all in all. As it is written, "Now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that El may be all in all." That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28. So when everything's done, Elohim wants to be the all in all. Now, his Spirit is the means by which he indwells and will indwell all heavenly beings that are, speaking of angels, and earthly beings, people that, what, accept his covenant. The Bible states, quote, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and to carefully observe my ordinances." That's found in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 27. That's a very important verse to keep in mind of the prophecies concerning, one of the prophecies concerning the Holy Spirit. Many are aware of the prophecies concerning the coming of the Messiah, Yeshua, but not really aware that there were prophecies concerning the Spirit. And it is very important that we understand the role of the Spirit so that we can understand if we have the Spirit, why we need to have the Spirit, and who has the Spirit. So let's continue. So the Holy Spirit is literally Elohim's Spirit, his infinite fierce spirit that he sets apart as a gift and seal of citizenship in his kingdom for all who accept his covenant. It has to be by covenant. The Apostle Paul stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, quote, "For all the promises of Elohim in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of Elohim through us." Verse 21, "Now he who establishes us with you in Messiah and has anointed us is El, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 to 22. Also, Paul stated, quote, "In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." That's in Ephesians 1, verses 13 to 14. So as Holy Spirit, Elohim will live and guide them, that is, those who are saved, unto everlasting life and unhampered, prosperous, and joy-filled growth. Thus, this divine gift is also his means to guarantee all the contracted, that is, covenanted beings, remain faithful. That's how he ensures they will and enables them to remain faithful to his life-giving way forever. That's Messiah Yeshua, the way. Quote, "For the gifts and the calling of Elohim are irrevocable." That's found in Romans 11:29. Do you know what that means? When he will not take them back ever. They're irrevocable. He won't change it once he gives something as a gift. And that's why the Holy Spirit is so precious. And we must make sure we understand what it means to have the Holy Spirit. And if we have the Holy Spirit or not. So without the indwelling of Elohim's Spirit, all angels and people would eventually become corrupt over time, no matter how good they are. Doesn't matter. It is only the Spirit of Elohim, that gift, that can keep created things from being corrupt one way or another, in their substance or in character. Therefore, it is absolutely essential for us to have the indwelling of his Holy Spirit. How do we know that? Well, let's consider some things. So let's be careful. Let's be aware, the all-wise Elohim only gives his gift of Holy Spirit to people who have truly repented, believe the gospel, are baptized, and what? Keep their baptism pure. He doesn't just give his Holy Spirit just because someone takes a dunk in water and says, I'm a believer. No, it has to be genuine, has to be true with all their hearts, all their soul. This is an absolute new covenant requirement that must be met before any can receive the Holy Spirit. While the Spirit may be with us before and after our baptism, we will be sealed only once we are ready. And this is clearly shown throughout the book of Acts. Read it carefully. You will see accounts where there were people who were, quote unquote, in the congregation. They were not sealed by this. But in fact, they never heard of the Spirit. They were only baptized. Right? So it's to show you the idea that once a person gets baptized in water by some, quote unquote, minister who lays hands or whatever method they use, all of a sudden they're saved. That's not scriptural. For that to happen, the person has to truly repent of their sins, truly believe the good news, get baptized, and keep their baptism pure. And if they are ready, when they are ready, this Elohim gives them his Spirit. It could be instantaneously if they're ready, but they're not going to get it until they are ready. So once a person has done that, at the right time, Messiah will give that sincere, repented, and devoted person, like Cornelius and others. See that account in the book of Acts, Cornelius and others, his Holy Spirit. Sincere, repented, and devoted persons, like Cornelius and all the other accounts. That's whom he gives his Holy Spirit. Some confuse the presence of the Spirit and or working of the Spirit within them as the literal indwelling of the Holy Spirit. No, when the Spirit works in someone or the presence of the Spirit, it doesn't mean the Spirit is dwelling in you. The Spirit is just helping or warning. So not so. Remember that the 12 disciples did many incredible miracles by the Spirit before the death and resurrection of Messiah, although they did not yet have the indwelling of the Spirit. We know this. In fact, as seen in John, Messiah gave them the Holy Spirit on the evening of his resurrection, which manifested wonderfully in them 50 days later on Pentecost. So they did not have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them prior to the resurrection of Messiah, prior to when Messiah said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. They had the Spirit with them. And so remember, and also it is important for us to keep in mind, remember the gifts and the calling of Elohim are irrevocable. Romans 11 verse 29. That means, again, he does not take back what he gives as a gift. So there's no way he's going to give somebody the gift of the Spirit and take it back. He's not going to seal the person with his Spirit and take it back. So he's very careful to make sure that only those who have truly repented will receive that Spirit. So Messiah has never and will never give his Holy Spirit to those who have not genuinely complied with the new covenant requirement of repentance, faith, and baptism. Those are the requirements of the new covenant. The gifts are so great that he is giving, and so it requires that those that will participate and receive such a gift are genuine, are sincere. Some also confuse the human act of repentance with the Spirit-empowered growth or sanctification of overcoming. Repentance and overcoming are not the same. Repentance is an act every regular person has the natural ability to do. That is why Elohim requires everyone to repent. He would never require of us such a thing if we weren't able. Every healthy, natural person can repent if they choose to. However, The ability to overcome sin cannot be done naturally, as our nature is inherently corrupt. As I mentioned before, no matter how good a person is, whether heavenly or earthly, apart from Elohim, His Son, and His Spirit, everything, anyone would become corrupt over time. It is the Spirit of Elohim as a seal to those who welcome such intervention in their lives with all their hearts, all their soul. It is they who can receive that Spirit. And thus overcoming can only take place after a person has received the Holy Spirit of Elohim. That's what will keep a person from falling into sin over and over and over. This is what keeps us from having to offer the same offerings year after year, as in the prior covenant. In the new covenant, the Holy Spirit writes the laws and His statutes in our hearts and causes us to walk in His Spirit, not against our will, because it's by covenant. It's given only to those who say, "Yes, Lord, take control. I surrender my life. I don't want to sin. I want to overcome." It's given to those. So the Holy Spirit will enable a person to forsake every sin, addiction, demon possession, and anything else contrary to sound doctrine, which is overcoming. Elohim stated, and Elohim cannot lie, He said, quote, "I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and to carefully observe my ordinances," found in Ezekiel 36, as I've mentioned before, verse 26 to 27. Read it. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 to 27. That's what it means to have the Holy Spirit. We cannot have the Holy Spirit indwelling in us and we're still living in sin. No. This is why in the gospel, in the epistle of John, it says the one who is with Elohim does not sin. He is kept. How? By the Spirit, not by carnal ability. And again, it's by covenant to those who says, "Take over my life." Thus again, the Holy Spirit is absolutely vital for salvation. Messiah taught, anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, who speaks against Him, it will be forgiven him. Yeah. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. That's as found in Matthew 12:32. So you see, brethren, it is very important for us to take the new covenant promises seriously, and we must make sure that we have the Holy Spirit. Let's stop wasting our time listening to people, you know, distracting us with Hebrew and Greek and all of this stuff, all of these fleshy created things. Let us focus on understanding who Elohim is through His Word, which He had by His mercy, by the power of His Spirit, had translated for us in all our languages. Don't get focused. Yes, Hebrew and Greek and all that stuff is important. Don't get me wrong, but not more important than our salvation. So many people are into Hebrew and sacred name, and they have not even overcome. They have not even repented of their sin. What's the point? It's useless. We need to make sure, ultimately, that you have the seal of the Spirit so you can enter the kingdom. Thank you, dear brethren. This is a message as only heard as in ages ago, always by the Adat Elohim, the Ecclesia Theos, the Ecclesian Dei, the congregation of Elohim, what Messiah is building. Thank you, dear brethren. Peace be with you.